Chapter 5.
1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his nobles, and he drank wine before 1,000. 2. When tasting the wine, Belshazzar commanded the golden and silver vessels brought, those his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the sanctuary in Jerusalem, that the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines might drink with them. 3. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the sanctuary of the house of Eloha in Jerusalem, and the king, his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank with them. 4. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold, and of silver, and of bronze, of iron, wood, and stone. 5. At that moment fingers of a man's hand came out and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace across from the lampstand, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. 6. Then the king's color was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins shook, and his knees knocked one against the other. 7. The king cried aloud to bring in the conjurers, the Chaldeans, and the stargazers. The king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Any man who can read this writing and reveal its meaning shall be clothed with purple, and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall rule third in the kingdom."
8. Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or make the meaning known to the king. 9. Then King Belshazzar was greatly terrified, and his face was changing on him, and his nobles were perplexed.
10. The queen came into the banquet house because of the words of the king and his nobles. The queen spoke and said, "O king, live forever, do not let your thoughts terrify you, and do not let your face be changed." 11. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the set-apart Elohim, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom was found in him, like the wisdom of the Elohim. Your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, appointed him chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans and stargazing ones. 12. Because an excellent spirit, and knowledge, and understanding, explaining of dreams, and revealing of riddles, and the unraveling of knots, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will reveal the meaning. 13. Then Daniel was thrust in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who is of the sons of the exiled of Judah, whom my father the king brought out of Judah?" 14. I have even heard of you, that the spirit of the Elohim is in you, and light, and excellent wisdom, and understanding are found in you. 15. And now the wise men and the conjurers have been thrust in before me, so that they might read this writing and make the meaning known to me. But they were not able to declare the meaning of the thing. 16. And I have heard of you, that you can interpret meanings, and unravel knots. Now if you can read the writing and reveal its meaning to me, you shall be clothed with purple and have a golden chain around your neck, and you will rule third in the kingdom. 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be to yourself, and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king, and make the meaning known to him." 18. O king, the Most High Elohim gave your father Nebuchadnezzar a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. 19. And for the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. He killed whom he desired, and whom he desired he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he desired, he put down. 20. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was put down from the throne of his kingdom, and they took his glory from him. 21. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the animals, and his home was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the heavens, until he knew that the Most High Eloha is ruler in the kingdom of men, and that he appoints over it whomever he desires. 22. And you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this.
23. But you have exalted yourself up against the Master of Heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before you. And you, and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine with them. And you have praised the gods of silver, and gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, nor hear, and do not know. And you have not glorified the Eloha in whose hand your life, breath, and all your ways is. 24. Then the part of the hand was sent from him, and this writing was written. 25. And this is the writing that was written, Amina, Amina, a shekel, and half minas. 26. This is the meaning of the thing, Amina, Eloha has numbered your kingdom and finished it. 27. A shekel, you were weighed in the scales and found lacking. 28. Half minas, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. 29. Then Belshazzar commanded, and they clothed Daniel with purple, and a necklace of gold around his neck. And they made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. 30. And that night Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was killed. 31. And Darius the Med took the kingdom, being a son of 62 years.
Chapter 6.
1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, that they might be over the kingdom. 2. And over them were 3 presidents, so that these satraps might give account to them, and the king should have no loss. 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king was planning to set him over all the kingdom. 4. Then the presidents and satraps sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no pretext or fault because he was trustworthy. And no error or fault was found in him. 5. Then these men said, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the Torah of his Eloha.
6. Then these presidents and satraps gathered together to the king and said this to him, King Darius, live forever. 7. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects, and the satraps, the officials and the governors, have took counsel together to establish a royal statute, and to make a firm decree, that whoever shall ask a petition of any Eloha man for 30 days, except from you, O king, he shall be thrown into the den of lions. 8. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the document, so that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away. 9. All on account of this, King Darius signed the document and the decree. 10. And when he had learned that the document was signed, Daniel went to his house, and his windows were open in his roof chamber toward Jerusalem. He knelt on his knees 3 times in the day, and prayed and praised before his Elohe, as he did before. 11. Then these men met together and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his Elohe. 12. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree, saying, have you not signed a decree that every man who shall ask of any Eloha or man within 30 days, except of you, O king, that he shall be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered and said, the thing is certain, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away. 13. Then they answered and said before the king, Daniel, who is of the sons of the exile of Judah, has not set attention on you, O king, or the decree that you have signed, but he makes his prayer 3 times in the day. 14. Then the king, when he heard the word, was very displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel, to deliver him, and until the going of the sun he was striving to deliver him. 15. Then these men met before the king and said to the king, O king, Know that the law of the Medes and Persians is that every decree or law which the king enacts may not be changed. 16. And the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they threw him into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, your Elohim whom you constantly serve will deliver you. 17. And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his nobles, that the affair may not change concerning Daniel. 18. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and diversions were not brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. 19. Then the king rose up in the dawn, in the daylight, and hurried to the lion's den. 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a sorrowful voice to Daniel. The king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living Eloha, your Eloha whom you always serve, is he able to deliver you from the lions? 21. Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. 22. My Eloha has sent his messenger, and he has shut the mouths of the lions, and they have not harmed me, because in his sight innocence was found in me, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm.
23. Then the king was exceedingly glad over him, and he commanded to bring up Daniel from the den. And Daniel was brought out of the den, and no harm was found on him, because he trusted in his Eloha. 24. And the king commanded, and they brought those men who had accused and slandered Daniel, and they threw them into the lion's den, them, their sons and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones before they reached to the bottom of the pit.
25. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, the nations, and the languages who were living in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. 26. A decree was given from before me that in all the domain of my kingdom there shall be trembling and fear before the Elohe of Daniel. For he is the living Eloha and endures forever, and his kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. 27. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth, he who has delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. 28. And this Daniel was made to prosper in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
Chapter 7.
1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he related the dream, giving the sum of the matters.
2. Daniel spoke and said, in my vision by night I was looking, and, behold, the four winds of the heavens were stirring up the great sea. 3. And four great beasts came up from the sea, different from one another. 4. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. 5. And, behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it was established on one side, and 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. And they said this to it, rise up, eat much flesh. 6. After this I was looking, and, behold, another like a leopard, and to it were 4 wings of a bird on its side, and also to the beast were 4 leaders, and rulership was given to it. 7. And after this I was looking in the night visions, and, behold, the 4th beast was frightening and terrifying, and exceedingly strong, and to it were huge iron teeth. It devoured, and crushed, and stamped what was left with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts before it, and it had 10 horns.
8. I was thinking about the horns, and behold, another little horn came up among them, and 3 of the 1st horns were uprooted before it. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of the man, and a mouth speaking domineering things. 9. I was looking until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days sat, whose robe was white as snow and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like flames of fire, its wheels like burning fire. 10. A stream of fire went out and came out from before him. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 by 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened.
11. Then I was looking because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I was looking until the beast was killed, and his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame.
12. And the rest of the beasts, their rulership was taken away. Yet length of life was prolonged for them for a season and a time. 13. I was looking in the night visions. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of the heavens. And he came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. 14. And dominion was given to him, and glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
15. I, Daniel, was distressed in my spirit amidst my body, and the visions of my head alarmed me. 16. And I came near one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this, and he told me and made me know the meaning of the things. 17. These great beasts are four kings. They shall rise up out of the earth. 18. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. 19. Then I wanted to know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all of them, very frightening, whose teeth were of iron and its nails bronze, who devoured and crushed, and trampled what was left with its feet. 20. Also of the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth speaking great things, and its appearance was greater than his fellows. 21. I was looking, and that horn made war with the saints and overcame them. 22. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. 23. And he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all kingdoms, and shall devour all the earth, and shall trample it down and crush it. 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings. They shall rise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be different from the first, and he shall humble 3 kings. 25. And he shall speak commands against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and he intends to change times and law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and 1/2 time. 26. But the court shall sit, and they shall take away his rulership, to exterminate and to destroy until the end. 27. And the kingdom and rulership, and the greatness of the kingdom under all the heavens shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all kingdoms shall serve and obey him. 28. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts terrified me much, and my face changed on me, but I kept the matter in my heart.
Chapter 8.
1. In the 3rd year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after that which appeared to me at the first. 2. And I looked in the vision, and it happened when I looked that I was at Shushan, the palace, which is in the province of Elam, and in a vision I looked, and I was by the Ulai Canal. 3. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a ram was standing before the canal, having 2 horns. And the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. 4. I saw the ram butting westward and northward and southward, so that no beasts could stand before him, and none could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. 5. And I was considering, and behold, a male of the goats came from the west, over the face of all the earth and did not touch the ground. and the he-goat had an outstanding horn between his eyes. 6. And he came to the ram with two horns which I had seen standing before the canal, and he ran to it in the fury of his power. 7. And I saw him touched beside the ram, and he was moved with anger against him, and he struck the ram and shattered his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he threw him down to the ground and trampled him, and no one could deliver the ram from his hand. 8. Then the he-goat became very great, and when he was mighty, the great horn was shattered, and in its place came up four notable ones toward the four winds of the heavens.
9. And out of one of them came a little horn which became very great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the bountiful land. 10. And it became great, even to the host of the heavens. And it caused some of the host and of the stars to fall to the ground, and it trampled them. 11. Yea, he magnified himself even to the leader of the host. And the continual sacrifice was taken away by him, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. 12. And a massive army was given him against the continual sacrifice because of sin. And it threw the truth down to the ground, and it worked and pushed forward.
13. Then I heard a certain set apart one speaking, and another set apart one said to that one who spoke, "Until when is the vision, the continual sacrifice and the devastating rebellious revolt, to give both the sanctuary and the massive crowd to be trampled?" 14. And he said to me, "For 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary will be made righteous." 15. And it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, then I sought the meaning, and, behold, the form of a man stood before me. 16. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, and he called and said, "Gabriel, make this one understand the vision." 17. And he came beside my place, and when he came, I feared and fell on my face. But he said to me, "O son of man, understand, for the vision is for the time of the end." 18. And while he was speaking with me, I lay stunned and was on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and made me stand. 19. And he said, "Behold, I will make you know what shall happen in the last end of the indignation. For it is for the time appointed for the end." 20. The ram which you saw with two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. 21. And the shaggy goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn between his eyes is the first king. 22. And as for that which was shattered, and four stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in its power.
23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the apostasy has been complete, a king, strong of face and understanding dark sentences, shall stand up. 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wondrously, and he shall prosper, and work, and destroy the powerful, and the set apart people. 25. And also through his policy he will make deceit succeed in his land. And he will lift himself up in his heart, and by peace, he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be shattered without a hand. 26. And the morning and evening vision that was told is true. But you shall shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days. 27. And I, Daniel, was faint. And I was sick for days. Afterward, I got up and did the king's business. And I was amazed at the vision. But there was no understanding,